I'm Henry Epp with VPR News. The Brattleboro retreat will cut 85 jobs and end 4 of its programs by the end of the year as the mental health facility faces mounting financial challenges. The retreat will end its addiction treatment hub, its addiction management program, and 2 educational programs, a child care center, and its K-12 school. CEO Lewis Josephson says the retreat will now focus its resources on its main service, inpatient psychiatric care.
We are focusing on that as our core mission, which it's been really since our inception 186 years ago, have to because of financial reasons, not because of the value of other programs, but strictly because of financial pressures.
Josephson says overall the retreat needs to cut $8 million from its annual budget to be sustainable. The Scott administration has unveiled a COVID-19 vaccine distribution plan, and it puts healthcare workers in long-term care facilities at the front of the line to receive immunizations. Governor Phil Scott outlined the interim distribution plan at a media briefing today.
It's important to note there are still a lot of unanswered questions from the federal government, which will undoubtedly impact our distribution plan, but we're fully prepared to customize it when we receive those details.
Health officials say a COVID-19 vaccine could arrive in Vermont as soon as the end of this year, but they say the vaccine likely won't be available to the general public until well into 2021. And meanwhile, today the health department reported 28 new COVID-19 cases in the state. The forecast for tonight, mostly cloudy and breezy with a chance of scattered showers after midnight, lows in the upper 40s to the mid-50s. For VPR News, I'm Henry Epp.